Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
I have never been more jealous of a listener in my life than I am today.
I know.
Oh, my God. Oh.
It hurts.
When we talked about the things people are saving their money for and what they're going to do with it, the person who hung up didn't even get on the air. I can only live through Rudy's story of what this person said, that they're saving their money to do what, Rudy?
They are buying an island in, is it the Maldives? Maldives, is that what it's called?
The Maldives.
The Maldives, and they are opening a bed and breakfast on said island.
Did they say how much?
No, they didn't get to cost, no.
Oh, I wish they would email and give us the real deets.
Can you imagine? That's where you live now. You live out in the Indian Ocean on the most beautiful island with a B&B, and you just have cool people come and stay with you for weeks at a time. And if you can get to the Maldives, I mean, you're doing real good in life. So you're not getting, you know, dirt bags, you know.
That's true. Just getting in there for a day just to see how it is, ruining things.
You're getting quality people, you know, that have money to travel, are probably really good travelers, not going to be rude and disgusting and destroy your place, you know.
Well, and have it be like, if it starts off great and everything goes well, then you're the place to go, right?
Yeah. Oh, and I bet the people who are coming have such interesting stories. And
right.
I want to do that.
You know, I looked into this a few years ago just out of curiosity. What? And if you want to buy an island, like outside of Florida, you can do so for about $60,000. The island. Which is cheap, right? And you go, wow, $60,000 for an island.
But
what they don't tell you is the cost to build, get in plumbing, hire an electrician, hire a plumber, hire a contractor to bring somebody out there. They're like, hey, you can buy that plot of land for $60,000. You are going to sink in $4.5 million just trying to put 900 square feet on it. But good luck, you know?
So, my aunt is a realtor in Sitka, Alaska, which you've been to Sitka, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah. And she has, over the years, had lots of different islands listed. And so it's just weird when she'll be like, I'm going on a showing. And she's like, hey, hop on my boat. We got to zip out here. Be like, oh, this is already, you know, set up to build. Or this one already has an amazing resort on it. It could be a fishing camp. This one is completely empty and you have to start from scratch.
Well, there's nowhere else to live in Alaska, especially in Sitka. It's this tiny little patch of land up against the freaking mountains.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And so there's this little patch and then straight up. It just goes right up to mountains. And so if you want to live over in that area, you have to go out into one of the many little islands that surround the area.
And so many people, that's why they move to a place like that.
Yeah.
So you can just kind of be remote.
Oh, Rudy, if I was going to guess where you'd want to live out your final days, it'd be on some remote island somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I'd love it, man.
It just sounds like you.
Get me a canoe to bring me in so I can pick up a case of brewskis and then head back out. I'm in. That'd be great. Oh. I'd love it. I got friends of mine in northern Minnesota that bought a plot of land on a lake that you cannot get to by road access. So the only way to get there is you have to take a boat. And then basically what they did was they bought this land, waited until the lake froze over, drove all the supplies out there, dropped them off, waited another 4 months, it got nice again, and started building. They're in about their sixth year, and they're probably about one more season away from finally finishing their cabin.
Oh, so smart. Oh, drive everything out there. You're like, this is great. We don't have to boat everything out here.
Yeah.
My uncle has a cabin on his own island on Lake of the Woods.
Oh, yeah.
And so there are a couple weeks a year where he's either stuck on the island or he can't get to his house. So you decide. It's when the ice is coming in and going off.
Yeah.
So you have to make up your mind. Do we want to be, you know, stuck on the island for a couple of weeks, or do we want to get off and then go travel?
They
elect to travel.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it'd be pretty tough to be stuck there for a couple
of
weeks.
He has one of those boats that they use down in Florida in the Everglades.
Oh,
one of those
fan boats.
Yes.
Yeah.
To get across the ice when it's too thin. How cool is that?
Mm. That is really fun.
That's amazing. One of our friends that lives out on the river has been talking about buying one of those boats that you could use anytime. Like, we could be like, hey, do you guys want to go to breakfast? Let's just go on the boat.
Yeah.
In the middle of winter.
Right.
So crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. He was describing what it was like to get power out there because they have to bury a, we'll sink it to the bottom of the lake.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the cable, this cable this big to run power, phone, internet, everything from land down through the river. Yeah.
The fish are like, what in the hell? Well, I can't eat that.
Imagine the giant cable running across the Pacific Ocean from San Francisco out to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Imagine that thing.
These are things you never think of. Mind right? blown.
Oh, yeah. There's a giant cable laying on the bottom of the ocean that connects Hawaii to the mainland so you can call out there so they get internet. And then you got to link up all the islands, too, between one another. It's insane. Yeah.
Wow.
Island life, man. It sounds exotic and great, but then you look at the practical side and go, ooh.
Nope. Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe I'm okay being on land here. I'm good. Yeah.
Well, let's look at an 80-year-old woman who's reflecting on her own life and specifically her love life. She recently started dating a 35-year-old man.
Oh.
And their first encounter was, in her words, quote, pretty rough because nobody had been down there in 35 years.
No, she is not talking about this.
Yes, she is. And here she is, the 80-year-old woman interviewed about her sex life.
The first night.
Oh, the first night. Pretty rough. It was rough. Nobody had been near me for 35 years. I thought I was a virgin again. Can I say what we used? A whole tube of KY jelly?
Oh. Yeah, you can say that.
And the thing is, I couldn't walk the next day. I felt as if I'd been riding a horse. Saddle sore wasn't in it. We got over that. The sex is not the important thing.
Right.
Because I can't sleep with him. You get an elbow in the face, a knee in the back.
Oh, he's a fidgeter.
Oh, he's terrible.
Right. Oh, my God. That's someone's grandmother.
And I love it. I love, my favorite thing is when somebody goes, can I say ball tickler? Is that, I know we're live right now, but is that, can I say that?
Oh.
Nipple pinching? Is that I can say, okay, good.
You did.
So, nobody's been down there in 35 years. Boy, compliments to him. She's like, I couldn't even walk.
Yeah, he's like, pat on the old back.
To be fair, she's 80.
Yeah.
Could she walk before that?
She's got money, right?
Probably.
I imagine that that's the reason this 35-year-old's hanging around and, you know, going getting deep on Granny.
Rudy?
Yeah. No, I already know the question. The answer's no.
No.
Really?
BS.
No,
you could retire on anywhere you want in the world. You'll never work a day in your life because she's going to leave you everything. She's 80 years old and
you just got to make her feel she can't walk.
All right. Well, if she has like no family and
no
relatives that I have to deal with after she leaves me all that money, then why not?
Why not?
And she's like, no one's been down there in 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
She's well groomed.
Yes. Do we know that it's well groomed?
I don't think it's well groomed.
I'm just trying to paint a good picture for him.
It's like really a safari down there.
When I say nobody, I mean not even her.
Not even the weed whacker, huh?
It's fully untapped. It's wild.
If you haven't had anybody down there in 35 years, I think you probably stopped taking care of it.
Well, but if she knew she was going to get some, Granny's going to go to the salon and get her waxed.
Oh, I think she would have needed a weed whacker for that.
Yeah, I think the tumbleweeds roll through. You get their bloomers down, and you just hear the whistle from the good, the bad, the ugly.
The 26th president was down there.
Oh, my
God.
Oh, so you'd do it.
Yeah, for a few bucks, and there's no relatives I got to deal with afterwards.
She's going to leave you $100,000.
Sure, why not?
Oh,
I think you'd do it for less than that.
Oh, thanks, Des. You know me so well.
Oh, God. Just be like, making out with a prune.
Oh.
Well, what if she's a good-looking grandma? Maybe she looks 70.
Sure. Do we have to bring our relationship to the public?
Nope.
Oh, then I'm definitely in. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, of course.
What if you have to bring it to the public? You have to go out and hold hands and take her to the movies and to dinner.
Other than going to dinner at Perkins. I mean, that's obvious.
4 o'clock. Yeah. I got a lot going on at 4 p.m., Granny.
I just think it'd be great to see Rudy out and about, or anybody with an 80-year-old, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, God, look at them bringing his grandma to the movie. Oh, my God, did he just make out with his grandma?
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Is that his grandma?
I hope it's not his grandma. Ooh.
Oh, man. Huh. All right. Well, thought we'd share it with you.
She also likes your style of not sharing beds, though, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, the whole sleep divorce, huh?
She's like, you get an elbow or a knee in the back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's probably like, great, she can't hear when I bring other women in.
Oh, God. Hey, we should probably talk about your mom quickly. Are you
I think that was
the woman in your life?
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
she's seen anyone?
Did you want to be with her?
She ain't got no money. Never.
That's true. She does not have any money.
Rudy.
I will tell her the only thing
Rudy.
I'll tell her the only thing stopping you from being with her is her money.
That's it.
I'll tell her that. On this podcast, that's what I'll tell her. Oh, God. Yeah.
Poor Jean.
Yeah, I know. God, oh. I think she's okay.
What happened?
I can't win with this woman. Yeah. I was telling you guys a little bit about this yesterday, but I pick my dog Babe up from her house every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it all went down yesterday when I was told that I had to go pick up Roman, my nephew.
Yeah.
4 o'clock in the evening. She goes, well, just go pick him up. It's not a big deal. You can take him. You can pick Roman up and blah, blah, blah. He had some extra homework to do. And I said, oh, why doesn't he just turn his homework in on time? She then flips it and goes, well, I think you're one to talk. You wouldn't have made it out of high school without me.
Mm-hmm.
No.
What?
That is true.
You can't argue See, with
I
her.
I can't bring anything up to you guys. What? The point is, my point is,
yes. She what is your point?
She is the queen of flipping anything on you.
Yeah.
You could call her yourself, Ryan, and go, hey, I just wanted to check in with you. You know, you've been a little bit quiet. Well, you've been a little bit quiet. How about that? Maybe it's your fault for not calling me all the time.
No, it is. That's why I'm calling you now.
Yeah, but here's the problem. You didn't call more, and I miss you.
Well, and that's why I'm calling you now. I'm sorry for that.
Yeah, but this doesn't count. You can't call me once a year, and all of a sudden everything's great.
You are your mother.
No, that's what I'm saying. This is every conversation. She could be like, do you know who I hate? Michael Vick. He kills dogs. And I could go, yeah, what a jerk. Well, now, wait a minute. You don't know where he grew up. I was just agreeing with you that Michael Vick. No. No, no, no. Okay? You have no room to talk about being a bad child.
Well, that's true.
Everything gets spun back around, and I can't keep up with it.
Maybe you should throw it back at her. Hey, Mom, you know why I'm in arrested development? Why I'm a 35-year-old dude who still likes Uncrustables? Because you turned in all of my homework in high school. So let's not make the same mistake with Roman and let him get his crap together.
I've used the argument. No joke. I've said, look how I turned out. And she goes, well, he's going to do better than you.
Well, let's
yes, that's
so.
What we're trying to make happen,
yes,
Mom.
But it, literally, so no joke, the other day, she goes, oh, Roman left something on the table. He didn't pick up after himself. And I said, mm-hmm. I know, you just got to be a little stricter with him and make sure he knows that when he leaves room. She goes, I seem to remember a certain 12-year-old who left something on the table back in the 90s, so... What? Am I just going to be ripped down for everything I did?
It was my childhood, Mom. You ruined it, and I left it on the table back in the 90s. Thank you.
God, if you find it, help me out.
Oh. So I guess we just blew through this on the show today. Dez's husband is getting a vasectomy on Friday. What?
Yeah.
Like, it's really happening? We've talked about this for months, and now, oh, yeah, it's on Friday. What?
I know. We've dreamed of it. I just was worried like it wouldn't happen. So I didn't want to get too excited, but no, it's for real.
Yeah.
I picked up like the medication that he needs. It's happening on Friday. Though, sidebar, on Sunday, he drops a bomb on me that says, oh my gosh. Cause he said something about Friday and I go, well, Friday, you're going to be a little busy, you know, old snip, snip. And he's like, oh no, this is terrible timing. Oh my gosh, I have the huge meeting. Oh my God, I don't think it's going to work. And I'm like, okay, Taylor, you didn't put this in your calendar. You've had this on it for months. Oh, no, this is just timing. What? And then he tells me he's going to need to reschedule. And I went, I'm not saying anything. He knows what he did. I know this has got to be an excuse. Maybe he does have a meeting, but this is on your calendar. It's surgery. So he tells me yesterday that he called to see if he could get in another day, even though he's waited months to get in for this.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
he's putting it off.
Yep. So he asked for next Friday, and the lady's like, well, no, it's not available. And he goes, can you look at the next one? And he proceeded to get scolded because next Friday is Valentine's Day. And she's like, it's Valentine's Day. You don't get a vasectomy on Valentine's Day. No. And he goes, well, I mean, come on, could you look? And she goes, it's booked anyways. But seriously, you do not do that. So back to square one. It's happening on Friday.
Oh, good.
Kay?
Well, we got some texts from people and emails. Here's one from John. He said, I was also snipped after my first two kids. And 5 years later, we had our third.
Don't want to hear it, John.
Yes, it is mine. So be very careful and make sure your hubby gets checked after when he's supposed to.
Oh, yeah. I read the paperwork. It says like...
That's a thing.
For 3 months, you have to go in and get checked.
Well, my God, he went 5 years and then had a kid. How does that happen?
Potent stuff.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
I just hear a lot of Taylor giving potent and you not, stuff. Is what I hear.
Oh,
he's giving himself to the vasectomy gods, and I just, it's a lot of selfish behavior by
Would
Dez.
You like to go over the fact that I had two children? You
oh, God,
babies.
Don't worry. You'll never let him live that down.
I
you
won't.
Wanted him.
I did, and it was lovely. That.
The woman will always go, I gave you three kids and my body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm pretty sure you were part of the process to make the baby, but I did that for you.
Yeah. Also, I didn't make the rules. Nature
right.
did. Your body makes babies. Mine doesn't.
It always becomes like a thing against you. Strike one, two, and three. Your kids are right over there.
Yeah.
Well, I think nature is the ladies have it, and then the guys have to get it snipped and stop it.
And that's just the way
it's
it is.
It's just the way it is.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah,
so it's happening.
I read something the other day and I thought, very interesting. And I'm glad I got mine done 10 years ago. It was the best decision I ever made. But there was something that said, if a woman goes out and sleeps with 100 guys, you can only make one baby. But if a guy goes out and sleeps with 100 women, he could make 100 babies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a good point. So, yeah, let's have the dudes get snipped. I'm telling you, we'd be a much better society. And I feel like we should be having tax breaks for people who decide to wait until they're 34 to have children. If everybody who's getting a $2,000 a year tax credit for having kids, how about the people not putting a burden on you know, the economy or food sources or anything like that, not taking up space in a kindergarten for a kid who's actually going to go and succeed, you know?
But you can reverse this, right? Because he's so young.
Here we go.
He's so young.
Here we go.
That's Rudy Povich.
Yep.
For governor.
2020. Is it too late?
Renton Rudy. Renton Rudy.
I propose tax breaks for those of you who keep it in your pants.
Yeah, get yourself set up already with a career and some money and a house and then make a baby. Don't have one at 21 when you're a big dummy.
Yeah, you big dummy.
Dumb dumb.
No dumb dums in 2024. Wait, what year is it?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Your campaign's losing steam real quick.
Oh, man. That's right. Povich Zaluski.
That's 2020. Right. Oh, my God.
2023.
Yeah, right up top. Oh, there we go.
Wow.
Dear God, help us.
Oh, no. Man, do you know how much the taxes would go up in Apple Valley?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
I mean,
on one street.
The roof on one street. Two homes. It wouldn't even affect Apple Valley and Woodbury.
Ryan and I would have to live together.
Oh, then we'd triple it. We'd just keep it up.
Jesus. Okay, that sounded about as good as Rudy having a meltdown over how to pronounce Vandalia.
It was just the best.
Vandalia?
At the expense of sounding stupid, is it Vandalia, Vandulia, or Vindalua?
I'll never trust Bing again. I don't want to trust anything that has a B in the name or title.
I feel
I'm
like
done.
I won't ever trust Bing again with something from 1999.
Man.
Like that, it was that long ago you couldn't trust Bing.
How bad could it's really bad. Bing is the worst, is it not?
Bing
it's
is not a thing.
Oh.
But don't worry, we just updated our computers here with the latest version of Bing.
Oh. If you missed it, Rudy couldn't figure out how to pronounce Cretan Vandalia, and he binged it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
And it gave me three pronunciations, all of which were incorrect.
The final one we figured out worked was Vandalia rice.
It's my favorite rice-a-roni.
It's good.
You've been listening to Chris, Godez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Save big money at Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking up compact soil and killing weeds in your garden. Get maximum power in a compact frame with a Pioneer rear tine tiller. It features dual direction tines and self-propelled steel wheels. Hurry in for all of your lawn and garden needs and visit Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money.